Welcome to the Log Newscast, providing context for today's boating and fishing news. I'm Catherine Clements.
And I'm Jordan Darling. The Log Newscast is a bi-monthly podcast to provide in-depth context highlighting experts and witnesses in the log's news stories.
About 6 years ago, Dana Point local Camille Woods turned her recreational kayaking hobby into a club that brings women together out on the ocean called the Sea Sisters. The Sea Sisters gather together to chase whales, clean up ocean litter, and report injured marine life. I had a talk with Camille where she told me of several adventures and whale encounters she experienced, and I got to listen to her talk about her love for the ocean.
I just thought, it would be fun to start a group. The core people are mostly still around, and we go out at different times. So what I'll do is I text everybody, and I just say, whoever's going, go.
Let's explain for those who are listening what it is that you're doing.
We chase whales. We've been into hundreds of dolphins. I've had whales come up right next to me. I have an amazing shot of a baby's blowhole. She came up in front of me, and I was filming the baby, and the mom surprised me and came up right next to me. I mean, like 5 feet away, and it was pretty funny.
And that does scare you at all?
I don't know. I always laugh and tell everybody it's a good story for my grandkids. Oh, how's your Nana die? She got run over by a whale. I've been on the ocean my whole life. You know, I've been in the area since 1949, you know, from Newport on down, Huntington, Babel Island. So I've always been a surfer, a water person, and I am an extreme lover of marine life and trying to save our environment. That's another thing we do when we're out there. We pick up Mylar balloons left and right and trash, and it's just heartbreaking. I find them out in the water all the time, and the fish pick them and they die, and then when they get all the color off of them, then the poor little turtles and all those guys think they're jellyfish, so then they ingest them. That's things that we do. We are a very conscientious group as far as our environment is concerned, the ocean. I also report injured animals. Like Sunday, there was two sea lions that were completely wrapped on their necks with fishing line. So what I do is I take pictures, document where they are, and I send it to the Marine Wildlife Rescue in Laguna Beach. And they will, devise some kind of plan to get them. It's very difficult to trap those seals in the harbor. And they have to be very careful because it's just very difficult. Especially right now, there's a big bull that's protecting the pups over by the sheriff's dock. And he's very, very, very protective of these pups. I don't know why he's doing it, but he is. So you just have to be careful. And the animal rescue people have to be careful rescuing these mammals. It's hard. There was this one that they tried to get for almost, I don't even know, 2 or 3 months. I would send pictures of him, and he was just getting worse and worse, and they finally got him, and he's now been recovered and released back into the ocean. So that was very encouraging. We do a lot of that, and then, we have a blast. So I take my radio out there. We'll be out 2 or 3 miles listening to music, singing. We always take our lunches. Because, like I said, we stay out there for hours. We have the biminis, so which is nice, so the sun's not on us. And we have rules when we're out there, no politics, because we have Republicans and Democrats in our group. And they can talk about politics, but they have to be with like-minded people and away from the other group. We're not going to let politics divide our group. This is where we come to heal our souls and become one with nature and God, and it's my spiritual happy place. So I said, if you guys all want to talk about politics, you have to be like-minded, and you have to step, paddle away from the group.
How many of you are there right now?
Probably there's about 10 real core people, and then people come in and come out because not everybody's crazy like I am. So, we have different people coming in and out of the group. Sometimes we'll have couples that'll hook up with us and go out and, it just depends on the day. We've had one time we had like 12 go out at the same time, and it was really fun. We all had our flags, and it looked like this fleet going out of the ocean. But on the average, I would say 4 to 6 people go out at a time when we all connect. In summertime, we'll have bigger groups. Some people aren't as in shape as other people, or they have health issues. We have the Hobie kayaks. They're the pedal kind. And truthfully, that's a game changer. The Hobie Outback is the one I use, and it's got the system where you pedal instead of paddle. So being 72, which is how old I am, it's hard for me. I don't have that upper body strength to go out that far, especially if I got caught in the wind or something like that. So the pedaling is a game changer for me. And for most people, it truly is, because not everybody can use that upper body strength to go out for as long as we go out. I mean, we go out, sometimes we'll leave at 8 in the morning, and I've come back at 11 at night. But I don't stay outside at night. I'm usually in the harbor, cruising around. We'll tie up in front of Waterman's, and we'll go have something to eat, or at Turks, we usually have like fried zucchini and whatever somebody wants to drink. It's very versatile what we can do, and that's what's nice about our kayak. There's a real freedom when it comes to a kayak versus a boat. The only issue that we have sometimes is we can't get out far enough to get into the whales if it's windy. I'm really into safety. I mean, when I take people out there, I feel responsible for their safety. The majority of the core people, you know, they've got their marine radios and they hook them to their vest. And I have the marine radio where I can call the harbor patrol if I need them to come out. And it's more like the water 911. Channel 16. And then I listen to the whale boat. I listen to the chatter so we know where the whales are, or the dolphins, and, you know, if we can get out to them or not. But most of the time, you know, it's not that bad. So we go out pretty far and I've been into probably 500 dolphins at one time. And that is mind blowing in a kayak. Pretty fun. It's pretty fun. And they'll come right next to you and turn and look at you, and you look them right in the eye, and you're just like, oh my God, it's like the best thing you could ever have happen. It's just so amazing. You know, I mean, I've had a great white. Me and Peggy were sitting having lunch right outside the harbor, right by the Red Buoy, and all of a sudden the baby great white came right out of the water, completely out of the water, and did a twerk and went back down again. And I looked at her and she looked at me. I go, that was not a dolphin. She goes, nope. What was really funny is we went the other way that day. But, you know, I mean, yeah, people have to understand that sharks and whales, and that they don't want you. I mean, if they hit you, if they hurt you, it's so unintentional. I mean, they just, you know, they have no desire to harm humans. I mean, they don't. It's just an accident if it happens. You know, I tell people when they say, aren't you afraid of sharks? And I'm like, no, I'm really not. Because, I mean, if they hit me, they hit me. But, you know, I know that it's not intentional to go after me. The fun thing that we do is at Christmas time, we all decorate our kayak. We decorate with all of our lights and stuff. And we cruise around the harbor. It's so fun. And we Christmas carol from our kayak sometimes. And, we do a lot of stuff. It's a very busy group.
So then participants can come and go as they please then.
Everybody can come and join us. I mean, that's one thing. We are a very open group and we encourage people. Anybody is welcome to come and join our group. You know, the more the merrier. We have a blast out there, and, you know, it doesn't just stop at kayaking. We've formed some really amazing friendships, which has been really fun. And, I mean, everybody's got their quirkiness. Like, you know, I mean, they put up with me because I'm always telling everybody what to do. But it's only because I care about them, but I don't want them to die out there, you know? Yeah, I mean, everybody, we're all different personalities, you know, different religions, different political views, different everything. But we have the common bond, and that's the love of the ocean and having fun. So, and that's where we try to keep it, is to have fun and have it being a safe place out there for you to talk about whatever you need to talk about.
You all have themed flags on your kayaks as well.
Oh yeah, and the reason why, I was obviously the first one to put a flag on, because the boats can't see you when you're out there, you know. Well, they're not expecting to see someone out in a kayak, you know, when we're 3 and 4 miles out. So I told everybody, you know, please get your flags. I put it on a fishing pole, and then I run lights up my flag, because like I said, there's days when I just don't come in. I'm just so having such a good time, you know, and I'll turn my lights on and I'll cruise the harbor and stuff like that. But the flags are extremely important, because the boats just don't see you out there, especially if there's some swells. You can go down in the swell and they won't see you. When they look out there, you're not there. So they don't, now they're doing something else in their boat, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden, there you are. So for safety issues, and no one can have the same flag. Like no one in the Sea Sisters can have 5 o'clock somewhere. You have to get your own flag, and it's got to be different than everybody else's. That just makes it more fun anyway. I think one of the funniest days, I was out there, and I listened to the chatter on the boats, and they were all just crying the blues. They hadn't seen anything, right? So I'm out there, and I'm sitting out there. I was about 2.5 miles out, and I saw this huge blow. And so I got on the radio. It was so funny. I go, hey, Tom, is that you? And he goes, Camille? I go, yeah, I just thought I'd let you know I saw a huge blow. And he goes, are you sure? And like one of those. And I go, are you serious? You're questioning me? Like, I started laughing. I go, well, I see it. You know. And so, oh, my gosh, what was so funny at the time is all of a sudden all the boats got on the radio. And they're like, what's the coordinates? What's the coordinates? And so I'm sitting out there and I'm looking at Saddleback Mountain. I go, it's straight out off the harbor, kind of in the middle of Saddleback Mountain, you know, right? And I'm trying to explain to them where the whale is, right? And they're all like, well, what's the coordinates? And so Tom gets on the radio, goes, guys, she's in her kayak. It's quite an adventure, really.
It sounds like an adventure, and I love that you pick up trash and stuff while you're out there and report injured animals. I didn't realize that, and that's really special.
Yeah, I've rescued birds where they had hooks. This one poor bird, I saw him floundering. I'm going, oh, that doesn't look good. And actually, that time I was on my stand-up, and I went over and I picked him up, and he had a hook in his mouth, and it was hooked to his foot because it was like one of those where they have multiple hooks, lines, and every time this poor little bird moved his mouth, and it was totally wrapped around his little tongue and lower jaw, and then hooked to his little foot. Oh, it was just heartbreaking. So I stuck him in between my legs, and I was knee paddling at the time to hold him. And that bird must have pecked me 100 times. You should have seen the bruises I had all over my thighs.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. And I was sitting there talking to him. And I go, if you peck me one more time, you're going back in the ocean. I did get him back to what was funny is I stayed on my knees so long that I couldn't stand up, and these people were on the beach, and it was Sunday morning, and there was nobody hardly around, and I was like coming in with this bird, trying to paddle with one arm and hold this bird, and I was so tired by the time I got back in, and then I couldn't stand up because my legs were like totally numb, like right stuck, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And these people, they go, hey, can we help you? I go, yeah, you can help me stand up. I can't stand up.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I know. So they got me up, and we got a box, and I called them, and they came down, and they took the bird to fix it. But that's really important to us for the environment. We are, all of us are so tuned into the environment. So fun. When you get like 15, 20 people together, you're going out on the water in a kayak, and everybody's got their flags up, and I'm 72, and I'm chasing whales.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't have to be young, you know, you don't have to. You know, if you just need to have the desire to be on the water and be with friends and have fun. And like I said, there's some people that are skilled, more skilled than others and more in shape than others, or not. And some people are injured and they can't go out or do what we do, but they can go out a little bit and then come back.
Although it would be easy to find the Sea Sisters down in Dana Point Harbor on any day of the week, this group's founder and playground mom, Camille Woods, can be contacted at 949-887-2519. Camille is always open and excited to invite new members to paddle out with the Sea Sisters.
This has been the Log Newscast.
May you have fair winds and following seas. Until next time, this is Jordan.
And this is Catherine.
Signing off.